Hello, I'm John Easter in the WBDG studios here with Coach Joe Lintz, the head coach of the Ben Davis Lady Giants basketball team. Lady Giants in the last week or so have had kind of a mixed bag of games. Played Hamilton Southeastern and lost that game to a very good HSE team, and then came back, and we'll ask you about this, maybe a little bit of hangover against the Fishers. Tigers lost that game, so you go 0-2 on that Saturday, but then come back on Tuesday with a nice victory over Mooresville. So that's kind of where we stand since we last talked to you after beating Cathedral. But, Coach, just kind of take us through that, the Ben Davis Classic, the Ben Davis Invitational on Saturday, and talk about the Hamilton Southeastern game and the Fishers game.
Well, the Hamilton Southeastern game, they're a really good team. They have some depth. They have quite a bit of talent. The Parrish girl is being recruited by some big-time schools, including Notre Dame, and all defending national champion. They still want her, so she's quite a talent. And we had an opportunity, had we done some things a little bit better, a little bit differently, to win. They out-rebounded us terribly. Partly because by 18 rebounds, which is a huge amount and a lot of second-chance points. We just didn't do a very good job on the boards. We did not execute offensively particularly well. We shot too quick. We just weren't – just didn't handle situation particularly well. And the same thing kind of happened against Fishers, although Fishers had that one key ingredient that every team would love to have, and nobody likes to defend, a guard that can break almost anybody down. The Burton girl hit us for 30 points, and she created a lot of points for others because she was. We just couldn't stop her from penetrating and breaking down our defense and finding open people.
And when you look at that HSE team, a team that has 3 6-footers in their lineup, that's pretty unusual in Indiana high school basketball. Kind of compared it to some of those LN teams of the past where they had a lot of the big guys in the middle with those big young women there for Hamilton Southeastern.
Yeah, the 3 6-footers, two of them are 6'2". So, and they've got a long span, and they do a very nice job. They're very well coached. He's done that a great job there for years. And we just, you know, we had to play well and had to play smart. We didn't play as smart as we would have liked, and had a chance at the end, but couldn't make the plays at the end. We got it down to pretty close, but 4 points with the ball, and couldn't get things to go our way. But similar situation in Fishers. We were never down as far against them as we were against Hamilton Southeastern, but we had made a little bit of a run and had a very unfortunate call by the official go against us, and we just that completely turned momentum around, and we had trouble getting things back together.
So then you take a couple days to recoup, but obviously got back to practice on Monday. And then last night on Election Day, as we're recording this on a Wednesday, you go out to Mooresville, which is traditionally a very tough place to go play out there at the Curry Center. You get a 58-50 win over the Pioneers and Coach Hurt. So talk about that game.
Well, they do a real nice job in their zone covering up things. And once again, it's early season, but we're really struggling to attack different situations. We people come at us sometimes and we kind of panic and don't stay with our system like we want to do. And then last night we made a little bit better job of that, but then got some nice shots and missed. And you could see the frustration starting to build a little bit when we missed quite a stretch there. Defensively, we held up pretty well, made a couple of adjustments defensively when they got out ahead of us. And then finally some shots began to fall for us. In the second half, we really kind of were in control for the most part, got a couple of key buckets out of Embria Winsey, and down the stretch after Sherelle Newsom had hit a couple of threes, why Kira Goss took over. Kind of finally stepped up to be our team leader like we've been kind of hoping she would do. She hit them for 23 points, and she had 6 rebounds, 2 assists, yeah, probably a couple other things in there. She did pretty well that I can't remember off the top of my head. But she took us down the stretch and did a really nice job for us.
It started to see some free throws drop as well for you. That's got to be encouraging for you.
It is. We wish we would have gotten to the line a little bit more. We were 7 of 10 from the line. Would have liked to have gotten there more. But 70% by far is the best we've shot free throws so far this season.
So, Coach, obviously things don't get any easier for you. It never does on this schedule, as on Saturday you'll face the 10th-ranked team in the state in Brownsburg, a team that returns a lot as well from last year. And you guys played a great game out at the Brownsburg Fieldhouse last year. So what can we expect from the Bulldogs?
They're deep. They're talented. They like to run. They mix it up defensively. They're just solid. They got a lot of still young kids. Got a lot of people back, and they're well coached, and they play to their strengths, which is also very important for everybody to do. And we're gonna have our hands full, no doubt about it. They are really good. I like the direction we're heading, but hopefully in the next couple of days of practice, we'll be able to get ourselves headed that way a little faster, and be able to maybe pull off an upset.
Well, Coach, we'll be there on Saturday. Certainly watching the game, broadcasting the game at Varsity Games at 7:30. JV starts at 6, as always, so we hope people will come out and support the Giants. Be nice to have a nice full gym like we did for Cathedral.
It would be a lot of fun.
Yep. Well, thanks, Coach.
All right, thank
Appreciate
you.
It.